The women's legs are spread wide open, so I hum. Men grow irritable, but they know it's all for them. They relax. Standing by, unable to do anything but watch, is a trial, but I don't say a word. My nature is a quiet one anyway. As a child, I was considered respectful. As a young woman, I was called discreet. Later on, I was thought to have the wisdom maturity brings. Nowadays, silence is looked on as odd, and most of my race has forgotten the beauty of meaning much by saying little. Now, tongues work all by themselves with no help from the mind. Still, I used to be able to have normal conversations. And when the need arose, I could make a point strong enough to stop a womb or a knife. Not anymore. Because back in the 70s, when women began to straddle chairs and dance crotch out on television, when all the magazines started featuring behinds and inner thighs as though that's all there is to a woman, well, I shut up altogether. Before women agreed to spread in public, there used to be secrets, some to hold, some to tell. Now, no. Barefaced being the order of the day, I hum. The words dance in my head to the music in my mouth. People come in here for a plate of crawfish or to pass the time and never notice or care that they do all the talking. I'm background, the movie music that comes along when the sweethearts see each other for the first time, or when the husband is walking the beachfront alone, wondering if anybody saw him doing the bad thing he couldn't help. My humming encourages people, frames their thoughts, like when Mildred Pierce decides she has to go to jail for her daughter. I suspect, soft as it is, my music has that